kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Congratulations, Jokno Pasilan, dito sa Ballarat Art Gallery.
Thank you very much, Mar. Maraming salamat.
Bigyan mo kami ng idea kung ano yung inspiration.
The inspiration is just along the way, it's developed, no? But of course, the process there of making, it's always there. So making print and then using all these techniques of gel printing and all that. And then explore the idea of being, you know, what idea being yourself, what is this work about? And then it's kind of reconnect the idea of printing, which is the wood blocks idea of letterpress printing, woodblock, you know, that newspaper used to be the images from the woodblock, and it goes to paper. In this case, I use gel plate to grab the images from the magazine and bring it back to the woodblock, so something like that. So in that process, just continuously multiply and everything.
Sa dami ng mga frames na nakasabit dito sa gallery, gaano katagal mong nabuo lahat ito?
I've been working with this 6 months, but on and off. And the thing with these techniques, it's become addictive. You keep doing it, the process of it, just print. Because it's printmaking. Like you, every time you print, you flip up the gel plate, you get surprised with the images. So you just keep doing like that. And that's kind of resolved that idea of making. And then it goes to my sculpture. And I've been using, in my sculpture, I've been using this a lot, using gantangan, which is the traditionally rice measuring box before the kilograms been introduced, you know. But I use that gantangan as a frame and a vehicle to, you know, like I put inside images there of the villages where I grew, where I was born, where I was a childhood and all that. And then, also the totem kind of reminds me the boat that, you know, as a child working, living with the boat people, community building boats. And that's a kind of reminiscence to it, the memory of it. So the works really symbolize in that idea of remembrance and memories and implying.
So yung nakita ko dito, yung nakalagay sa mga gatangan na sinasabi mo, ay yung mga pinangalanan naman siyang Barangay 1 at Barangay 2.
Yes. I live itself in Negros, in Bacolod. Our place, it's called Barangay 1 in the whole Bacolod. So we're the first barangay. And that barangay before, when we were kids, it's a boat-building community. It's very beautiful beach, coconut. Now it's become slum. It's, you know, it's really, you go there inside, it's, you don't know where to go if you don't, you're not from there. But what I did, I take photographs with all the laneways to go inside. And it's, yeah, that's how I think interested that when I realized to put it in the gantangan, it becomes like a tunnel, you know,
to the past.
To the past. And also, of course, introduce your village to different place. You know, become gantangan is to become container. So you're like here, like a transport, the barangay in Ballarat, something like that, you know, through the images.
At napansin ko rin, so yung Barangay 1, Barangay 2, nasa gitna siya ng exhibit, tapos napalibutan siya ng mga imprints from different magazines.
Yes.
At o kaya mga larawan dito sa Australia. So sinadya mo ba yun?
Yeah, hindi naman, pero I think it happens. But it's also, I realized that collecting images from books, magazines, and making it into a print, it's like the same what you're doing in your cell phone. You know, when you are clicking with your Instagram, looking for images, and exactly the same what I'm doing in studio. Clicking magazines, look some images, and click it up and grab the images and put it into the woodblock. And it's similar like that. And you put it a lot, and then you'll see how, you know, the. And, you know, I mean, that's what, for me, I think the obsession with that is looking for the images. I don't think about, specific idea of what's the images I'm looking, but I'm looking only for a good print, that markings on that woodblock.
So yung interpretation ko sa exhibit mo, nasa gitna yung nakaraan mo, tapos napalibutan ka ng mga nangyayari sa iba't ibang bahagi ng...
The presence around.
Tama ba?
Yeah. It's like I'm bringing, the sculpture brings my own personal thing, but I think the surrounding it, that's the kind of landscape around you, virtual or you know, the presence of it.
At parang mga Instagram posts yung mga...
images. That's the thing. I mean, that's why to produce that, it seems like my experience, it's the same like you're flicking images in Instagram or in social media. You're looking at it. But then, the way I do it in looking for images in magazine, that's exactly the same, but it just become a traditional, like a manual kind of things.
So sa tingin mo ba, sa mundo ng social media ngayon, mahalaga rin na mag-evolve yung artist at makiayon sa mga pagbabago, di lamang sa teknolohiya, kundi sa paraan kung paano mo binabahagi yung obra mo?
Yeah, I think it's very important for artists to challenge technology, to show that ideas, human ideas, it's still really valid. And, you know, I mean, you're talking prints, there's a lot of prints in technically, you know. But I think I like the idea of printmaking, that you involve the manual kind of things and all that. But of course, then that's the thing. I mean, ideally, you have to challenge it because technology are overpowering and all that. So that's the job of an artist, how to sustain this practice. And, you know, yeah.
At tama ba, ikaw ang kauna-unahang Pilipino na nag-exhibit sa Ballarat Art Gallery?
Yeah, I show her a lot before, but it's a group show. But this is my first solo show at the Art Gallery in Ballarat. So it seems like it's good and... A good response naman. It's nice.
Congratulations sa madaming dumalo sa launch mo.
Maraming salamat, Mar. Nandito ka rin. Thank you.
At gano'ng kahalaga yung suporta para sa mga artists na tulad mo ng komunidad?
Very important, of course. It's like this. People come to your show. That's one of that to see your work. And it's also artists, I think it's also important that they have to reconnect to their community around, so because that's the only way to validate what you're thinking. Sometimes what you're thinking, it's you don't really know, but sometimes when you meet people, you share ideas, and then once you share that, you kind of prove to yourself, oh yeah, it's possible because somebody's listening to you, you know, and that's share. So then you go back home to your studio, and then you start to work, because it's like you feel, oh yeah, I share your things in your head. Then you refresh you again. So community, it's very important. And, you know, even just hang around, eat with them, talks, and all that, yeah.
Maraming salamat, Diok Napasilan. Hanggang sa susunod.
Maraming salamat, Mar. Thank you very much.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.